This is Ron Risman again at CameraTown.com. Today is April 8th, 2009, and here is our 3-minute podcast for today. In today's news, Shutterfly launches an iPhone application. They're a little bit late to the game with their iPhone app, and their iPhone app doesn't do anything in particularly different than what others do, other than it lets you access the Shutterfly service. So if you have albums up on Shutterfly, you can now view your albums using your iPhone or your iPod Touch. You can upload images from your iPhone, and you can share images using your iPhone by emailing out links to your photographs. Again, they're late to the game, but a lot of people use Shutterfly. Hopefully this app will then start integrating services so that maybe you can start ordering prints right from your iPhone. Another service that I particularly use is SmugMug. Now, SmugMug has had an application for the iPhone for quite a while, but it doesn't allow you to view your galleries. It only allows you to upload images taken with the iPhone. So if you have images that you've transferred over from your PC to the iPhone, or you've taken pictures with the iPhone, you can then upload them to SmugMug. Unfortunately, they're not super high res, especially if you take them with the iPhone. You know, you're limited to a 2-megapixel camera that's of subjective quality, I guess you'd say. However, a new application just came out called Smug Wallet. It's not affiliated with SmugMug, but it works with your SmugMug account. So you need to have a SmugMug account. Smug Wallet is downloadable. It's $1.99. And it allows you to sync up your galleries and your albums right from SmugMug. And it actually downloads those images as 480 by 480 maximum size images to your iPhone. And then you can play them back in a slideshow right within the application in a Ken Burns style animated slideshow. So the images sort of slightly zoom in and pan as the image moves. It's a beautiful effect. It's nice to have it integrated within the same application that you can actually view your albums with. And again, it doesn't upload your images. It's only used for viewing your galleries on SmugMug, and it works really well. Hopefully over time, we'll see them add some features to it, such as maybe a different style effects, or maybe even the ability to link music to your slideshows, rather than having to exit the application, start a music file, go back into SmugWallet, and then play your slideshow. But for $1.99, anyone that has a SmugMug account, whether it be a standard account, a pro account, it's worth $1.99 to be able to view the images on your iPhone. Particularly for me, the best images that I have, I usually put up on my SmugMug account. So rather than the iPhone gallery, which tends to be a lot of images, family-related as well as some of my favorites, the SmugMug accounts are strictly my favorite images. So those are the ones I really want to show off as a portfolio, and it's nice to be able to do that now on the iPhone. And that is it. If you head on over to CameraTown.com, you can sign up for our email newsletter. It goes out a few times a week and includes the latest news and deals and video tutorials and reviews from around the web. So we hope you'll sign up, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. This is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com.